Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, Gary here, and today I'd like to share with you how I'm able to see other people and read them to see if they are high performing. One of the key concepts my mentor taught me was how you do anything is how you do everything. So when I watch people, I look at how they do normal things. And if they are slow and lazy and not detail oriented, I can tell that that's how they treat other areas of their life. How they behave in front of their family, or how they behave in a meeting, and I just transfer it. Chances are it doesn't change very much. If somebody is very sloppy in a particular task, I can tell. Chances are they're gonna be sloppy in other areas of their life. Not necessarily, but I question, what other areas are they sloppy like? If they're really rude to somebody, I think, in what other areas in their lives are they rude to other people? And if someone is very clean, very neat, very tidy, very composed, then I know that they're probably like that in their family, in other areas of work, or on other projects that they're doing. I'd like to share a story with you. I went to meet a contractor with my client, and this contractor was brought in to talk about a renovation project. And of course, he was showing his expertise, giving his opinions about this and giving his opinions on that. And in the middle of it, he started talking about other areas of his life, how he is with his family and what he does in his spare time and his principles on how he behaves with his other clients and his values and philosophies on design. And then he showed us his hobbies like cooking and sports. And he shared about like how he appreciates his clients and what kind of activities he gets his clients involved in. And he showed us a bunch of pictures. And he showed how meticulous he was when it came to cooking, when it came to some projects he's working on. And they have nothing to do with renovation or construction. He's talking about like a jewelry piece that he designed for his wife and how he drew the drawing and how he made it happen. He doesn't have a jewelry design background, but when I hear that and when I look at that, I see, this guy is very creative. He thinks outside of the box. And he talks about some of the projects he was given and a certain timeline that he put on himself to complete it. And those timelines were actually pretty tight and not very reasonable. But somehow he put himself in that position, which made him have to deliver. Because through our conversation, it seems like this guy, he gets stuff done. If he makes a promise, he'll make it happen. He'll do whatever it takes, work day and night, he'll do it, he'll get it done. And when somebody tells him, oh, you can't do this, he will overcome those obstacles. And it's really clear through he shared stories about his son saying like, oh, you don't know snowboarding, you can't ski or whatever. And he's like, what are you talking about? I can do it. So it shows that he rises up to challenges. And then when people said, oh, I don't think you can, he has a friend who is a comedian, and his friend was like, you know, I'm coming into town doing a gig. Nobody's opening for me. You want to open for me? And he started sharing about, he's not a comedian, but he started sharing about like, I think I can do it. And he showed his confidence. He showed that he was willing to do whatever it takes. It showed that he was willing to try new things. He showed that he can do it. And he started like throwing in some jokes to us. And yeah, in the beginning, they're not too funny, but hey, like this guy is not afraid. He's not afraid about other people, not laughing, because he knows he has value. That confidence. I can trust this guy. He's not afraid of trying new things, and he will make it work. And then he starts showing us about like the kind of food that he cooks and the dishes and how he likes, how he places it. And they look really beautiful. And what that tells me is he cares about detail. He cares about presentation. And then he starts talking about some of the jobs he's working on and how he goes on site. And he tells us he goes on site because he doesn't trust his employees. I think, what kind of employees does he hire? But no, he's saying, I don't trust my employees. Why? You know, I'm like sweeping the floor, I'm cleaning the floor, and you know, I want to make sure it's like spick and span for my clients. So that tells me something. This person is a perfectionist for his clients. But through our conversation, he's sharing a lot of things that shows me what kind of mindset he has. He's showing me that he's detail-oriented, he thinks outside of the box, he has creative thinking, he's very service-oriented, and he talks about how in anything, in different areas of his life, he doesn't like to be second. He always likes to be number one. Great. Perfectionist, always likes to be the top. If I give him a project, this guy is going to try his best, and he's going to deliver. In fact, I think this guy will over-deliver. But it also tells me by what he talks about, you know, how he lives his life, this guy's not going to be cheap. If I hire this guy, he's not going to be cheap. But you know what? In everything in life, you really get what you pay for. So, you know what? When you look for somebody to work with you, and when you're looking for a team member, look at this person. Look at what they talk about, how they do small things, how they do some things, you know. Look at how they talk about different things. Do they talk about something like, oh, it's a challenge, but I love it. I love overcoming stuff. I love going outside of the box. I love stretching myself. Or is this person like, oh yeah, that was kind of like unorthodox, so we don't really do that. We kind of like to stick within the structure or frame. And then, okay, this person likes to stay within the box. Like, when you read people, this is what you do. You look at how they do anything or how they talk about anything. It's probably how they do other areas of their life. Great principle. It takes a little while to do it well, consistently. It's a great skill to practice when recruiting the right people for your team or for a particular job that you need done or for a particular service professional. Look at how they talk and think how they do anything is how they do everything. Hope you found value, and I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.